Okay, good evening. Tonight's shiur is dedicated to Shlomo Tudra's Dov and Esther Rivka for Refuah Shleima, Chaya Pesel Basleya for Refuah Shleima. Tonight is Rosh Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. In Melachim, it's referred to as Yerach Bul, Chodesh Hashmini, the eighth month from Nisan, the month of Menashe. According to the Arizal, it's Menashe, the one who traveled eighth. Menashe is Isis Shemayna. And this Shabbos, Parshas Noach, although the name of the Parsha is Noach, and most of the Parsha speaks about Noach, the Teva and the Mabel, at the end of the Parsha we meet Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu's life begins in Parshas Noach, although common knowledge is that it starts in Lech Lecha. It starts really at the end of Parshas Noach. It starts by the Haflaga. At the end of the Parsha we read, Vayichol ha'oret sofa echas u'dvarim achadim, that everyone spoke one language, everyone spoke a universal language, Lashon HaKodesh. Vayihi benosam mikedem, and then they traveled from the east. They found themselves a valley in Bavel, in Shinar, which later the Torah calls Bavel, with the intent of rebelling against Hashem, as Rashi brings here, Pashtu Yad Be'ikar. That's the Haflaga. The Haflaga took place in the year 1996, the real 1996, 1996. That was the year, according to Chazal, that Avraham Avinu recognizes his creator. Ben Mem Ches Shonim Hikir Es Boiroi. If we take a look at what Chazal are telling us, is that they're telling us that when he was 48, which is in 1996, because he was born in 1948, do the math. So in 1996, he's 48, Ben Mem Ches Shonim, Avraham recognizes that there is only one God. At the same time that the entire world, practically, question is, what about Noach and Mesushelach and others? The Ibn Ezra brings down that they were there when the tower was being built. It's difficult, Ibn Ezra. Most of the world, though, as Chazal tell us, he was called Avraham HaIvri, because he was on one side, Me'ever Zeh, and they were on the other. He went against the mainstream media. He went against the mainstream. He wasn't politically correct. He didn't follow what everyone else was doing. But he was a true believer. And that's where he becomes Avinu HaRishayin, Avraham Avinu. When everyone is turning away from Hashem at the time of the Haflaga, Misham Hefitzam Hashem, and they lose their Olam Haba, and they are scattered and dispersed throughout the world, not killed, because they were united, as Rashi brings here, but scattered and dispersed. Avraham shines, and Avraham Avinu passes the first of his 10 tests, according to many, which is the test of Ur Kasdim, which Ur Kasdim is mentioned for the first time here at the end of Parshas Noach, when we are introduced to Avraham. Very little known about him, but here's where it starts. And the emphasis is, it's kedai to quote, to mention here with the Rambam, who is unusual in his sefer to elaborate and tell stories. But the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, after discussing how in the days of Enosh, mankind erred and began worshipping idols, he says how it happened. They didn't just start bowing down to stones, and first they thought that the sun was a deity and so on. And then he discusses Avraham Avinu. And Halacha Gimel, he says, Kivan shenigmal eson zeh, referring to Avraham Avinu as eson. As we know, Avraham is eson or ezrachi. He began to think, the Rambam says, and he began to ponder who created the world. It couldn't happen by itself. And although he lived among idol worshippers, he grew up among idol worshippers, his parents were idol worshippers, he himself was an idol worshipper to begin with. Here the Rambam, who has a different opinion, he says, Ben Arboim Shana Hikra Avraham Ezbar, that he was 40. Others say it's a toys, it should really be 48. The Ravid says he was 3. Different medrash. So as soon as he began to recognize the truth, he began to dispute, he began to debate. Big debate. between Avraham and the rest of the world, and telling them that this is not the Derech HaEmes, what you're doing, and he breaks the statues, and he starts to let the people know that there's only one God, monotheism, and so on. They want to kill him, a miracle occurs, he goes out to Choran. This is what is discussed at the end of this week's parasha in a hidden manner. The Torah doesn't elaborate about this. The Torah doesn't really tell us much about this, which is another topic, why the Torah doesn't tell us. But the Midrashim tell us of all that went on as Avram is becoming revealed. He began to proclaim throughout the world that there's only one God. And he went from city to city, and he went from country to country until he came to Eretz Canaan. And he's constantly calling out, Shenem Avayikra Shom B'Shem Hashem Keil Olam. People gathered around him. He was a teacher. He was the first to spread Judaism, to spread Yiddishkeit, what at that time was Yiddishkeit, until it says, the Rambam writes, thousands and tens of thousands gathered around. Imagine a skapsu elof alofim urevavois. Question is, whatever happened to those people? V'heim anshei beis Avraham. V'shosal belibam ha'ikar ha'godol hazeh. Avraham Avinu implanted in them this ikar, this main, this prime, important concept that there's only one God. And v'chibre boi svarim, it says, Avraham was a mechaber of svarim. He wrote books and scrolls. He let it be known to his son Yitzchak. Yitzchak, it says, also taught, but it's interesting, by Yitzchak it doesn't say that thousands surrounded him. Svarim say Yitzchak was Midas Hadin, so therefore he didn't have that many Talmidim. He was Pachad, everyone was afraid of him, and that's why most of them left. Yitzchak continued the tradition to Yaakov, pointed him to teach. And he went, V'yoshav melamed u'machzir kol hanilvim eilav. From the language of the Rambam, it's clear that Yaakov had a lot of adherents. Yitzchak, it doesn't seem, had a lot of Talmidim. Yitzchak was too scary to deal with. Yaakov Avinu teaches all his children, sets aside Shevet Levi, and then the Rambam adds at the end here, u'kemat kotoye ha'ikr v'ha'ikr sheshosal Avram ne'ekar. That after a while, everyone seemed to forget what Avram Avinu taught. This ikar was nekar. And the Chazru b'nei Yaakov litos ha'amim v'tayosam. Later on, they went down to Mitzrayim. They began to worship idols again. And then finally, later on, Moshe Rabbeinu comes on the scene. They're given the Torah. So the Rambam elaborates here about the ikar ha'gadol that Avram Avinu taught. Avram Avinu was the first not to be afraid and to go out and teach the world. Noach did not do that. Noach is clearly a tzaddik, a tamim. He was saved. He's on the teva. But when we compare Noach to Avram Avinu, there's a tremendous difference. In fact, Chazal tells us right at the beginning of the parasha, tzaddik hoya tamim b'doy roysav, yesh darshim oisai lignai, she'ilu hoya b'doy roysal Avraham, lo hoya nachshav l'klum. Compared to Avraham, Noach was considered nothing, because he didn't do what Avram Avinu did. What was expected of Noach, Noach was supposed to go out to the people. In fact, at that time, that was not what was done. We see that Mesushalach didn't do it. Mesushalach was a tzaddik. No mention of Mesushalach going out to the people. They were tzaddikim to themselves, not to others. They were working on themselves. They didn't feel that it's their job to have to affect, to have to influence others and teach them the truth. And that's why Noach is punished. We find here, right after the Mabul is over, after the Mabul ends and after the earth dries, after the year is up, Hashem tells Noach, Tsei min ha-teva. So Noach goes out of the teva. Noach was blessed when he left the teva. As Rashi says, he was afraid to have more children. He was worried that what happened before will happen again. Hashem makes a bris with him, with the keshes, pru revu, gives him a bracha, pru revu, but we don't find that Noach had any children after this. So we know the story that Noach comes out of the teva and he plants a vineyard. Vayita korem. And the grapevines grow and he makes wine from that. Vayesht min hayayin vayishkor. And then vayizgal, besoich oholoi. He becomes uncovered. And Chum tells his brothers, and the whole story as discussed here in the parasha. The Balaturim tells us that the word Vayita Noach planted a vineyard. Vayita. There are three times in Chumash that the word Vayita appears. Here, before this in Parashas Bereishis, Vayita Hashem Elokim Gan Be'eden, and then Vayita Eshel by Avram Avinu. Vayita Eshel B'Ve'er Shova. Vayikra Sham B'Shem Hashem Kel Oilam, which is the pasuk that the Rambam mentioned before, quotes there in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, that Avram Avinu's mission and Avram Avinu's goal was wherever he went to spread godliness, to let everyone know that Hashem is Kel Oilam. Vayikra Sham B'Shem Hashem Kel Oilam. That's why he planted the Eshel. The Vayita Eshel was for others, not for himself. Unlike Avraham, Noach plants a vineyard, and he gets drunk. This is for himself. There's no mention over here that he went around telling everyone that there's a God. Well, at that time, maybe there was no one else to talk to. Noach was just Noach and his children. But this is basically how the parsha ends off talking about Noach. It ends off in a negative discussion, l'cha'ira, that Noach became drunk. And worse than that, Noach is castrated by his own son, according to one opinion. Cham either was Reveya, his father, or Sirsai. And Rashi seems to continue with the perish of Sirsai, because that's why Knaan is cursed. Noach says, because of you, Cham, I'm not going to have a fourth child, because you castrated me. Therefore, I curse your fourth child, Kana'an, that he should have to be Meshamesh, his brothers, as Rashi brings over here from Chazal. Why was it that Noach should be punished so severely? Of course, it's Chum did it, or whatever the reason, we're not going into why Chum did it. Rashi says why. He had his cheshbon. He said, Adam had two children, and look what they did. They fought, and Cain killed Hevel. My father wants a fourth child, so enough that he has three. Why should Noach suffer such a punishment? After being on the teva for a year, he comes out and he becomes drunk. There are those who say, there are the mefarshim who say that he was depressed. So that's why he got drunk. He turned vayeshmen hayayin vayishkar, came out into the world. No one, everyone he knew was gone. The world was empty. There was no one there. It was very depressing. So Vayeshmin Ayayin Vayishkar, the different interpretations as to why the Kleyokar connects this to Chet Eitz Hadas. He said it was Noach's Chet Eitz Hadas. The Eitz Hadas, according to one opinion in the Gemara, was a grape, was wine. So Adam drank from the Eitz, ate the Geffen, the wine, which Yayin brings Klal Ola'olam, as the Gemara says, Yalol Ola'olam. So the same thing here, Vayeshmin Ayayin Vayishkar, that's why the Baal HaTurim brings Vayita Hashem Elokim Gan Be'eden, connecting this Vayita to that Vayita, comparing to what occurred, to what happened in Gan Eden, Chet Eitz Hadas. But the Baal HaTurim is also contrasting, comparing, or telling us the difference, the tremendous difference between Noach and Avraham. Noach was able to have children, clearly we see this, although later on in life, but he was not an Akor. Noach wasn't a sterile person, neither was his wife. There's no mention of his wife being an Akara. But at the end of his life, he experiences Sirus. He becomes an Akar by his own son. On the other hand, we read at the end of the parasha about that Sarai being an Akara, about the Sarai Akara Ein La Volod. Sarai was a barren woman. And as Chazal tell us, not just that she didn't have children. It wasn't possible naturally for her to have children. She didn't even have a womb. Ma'ika matrain loy haisala. Avraham Avinu was also an okar, as Chazal tell us. Both Avraham and Sarah could not have children. Same thing with Yitzchak and Rivka. Same thing with Leah and Rachel. As Sfarim say, that it was on purpose. Hashem wanted them to be disconnected from the past. It's like a new creation. It starts from Avraham. Avraham is not having children because his father had. Sarai is not because her father had, her mother. They're a total new creation. They have to recreate it again. Bihibaram, to start a new creation. So why is it that Noach, becomes a Saris. Avraham, Sarai, mentioned at the end of the parasha, who are born Sarisim, they're born Akorais, Okor, Akora. They do. They are blessed and they do have children. And the Haftarah this week, interestingly, is about Rani Akora Lo Yalada. Pitzchi Rina Vitzahal Yalaychala Ki Rabim B'nei Shaymeim B'nei Ba'ula Amar Hashem. This Haftarah is also read during the 7 weeks of Nechama, referring to the restoration, the return of all the refugee, all the B'nei Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is referred to as the Akara, La Asid Lavai, Rani Akara La Yalada. The Akara will sing. Yerushalayim will no longer be an Akara, just like Sarai, who is an Akara, later has children. The same thing with Yerushalayim. What does this Haftarah have to do with Parshas Noach, though? Why is it read here? So the literal meaning, the literal understanding is because it talks about the Mei Noach, Ki Mei Noach so isli, Asher nishbati mei avoy mei noach oid ala oriz, Kei nishbati mei ketzoy falaychem mei georbach. So the Navi is talking about the Mabul, he's talking about Hashem swore not to bring another Mabul. Rashi quotes this pasuk in the parasha itself, Loi oisif lekal al oid. That's the shvua that says twice the words Loi oisif, that's a shvua, that's the shvua that Yishai is referring to. So the Pashtus, that's the reason why this Haftarah was chosen, the Pashtus Noach. Perhaps we can give a little deeper understanding of the Haftarah and the explanation why Noach is not Zaycha to be the first Jew. Noach is not called Avinu. And Noach ends his life, L'cha'ayra, in shame. Noach is a tzaddik, no question about it, but Noach, Vayesh, Vinayayin, Vayishkar, Vayizgal, Sirus. We enter the month of Mar Cheshvan. Mar Cheshvan is Mazel Akrav. Akrav is the scorpion. The Bnei Yisoscha says Akrav is Oisius Iker Bayis, the main house, referring to the Beis Hamikdash Hashlishi. Says the Bnei Yisoscha, he quotes the Yalkut Shemayni, that the third Beis Hamikdash will be dedicated in the month of Mar Cheshvan, Yerach Bul. That's the month in which Shlomo HaMelech completed the construction of the first Beis Hamikdash, but he did not inaugurate, he didn't celebrate the Chanukas Beis Hamikdash until the following Tishrei. So Mar Cheshvan was insulted, similar to Kislev, which is the month in which the Mishkan was completed, but the Chanukah wasn't until Nisan, so Kislev was insulted. So Hashem promises Kislev that later Kislev will be rewarded with Chanukah. Same Yalka tells us Mar Cheshvan was promised that it'll be the month in which the third, the Ikar Bayis, the main house, the main Beis Hamikdash, the Beis Hamikdash Nitzchi, will be dedicated in the month of Mar Cheshvan. So clearly we see that the Bnei Yisoscha connects Akrav to Ikar Bayis, although Akrav does not mean Ikar Bayis. Akrav is a scorpion. And a scorpion is a creature associated with evil. The Yevonim are compared to Akrabim, as the Medrash says in Parshas Ekev, that the Jews traveled through the Midbar of Nachash, Sorov, Ve'akrav, Ve'tzimoyin, Asher Ein Moyim. Every one of those beasts that live in the wilderness are one of the nations that cause the Jews to suffer. The Nachash is Edda, is Bavel, and Sarov is Persia, and Akrav is Yavon. We also find in the Megala Amukis and in other places that Akrav is Yishmael. Rashi tells us in Devarim that Akravim are in the shape of bows. Akravim kekashtos. Keshes is Yishmael, Vayiroi vekashas. Akrav is a creature associated with negativity. Although the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos does say that a person has to be careful how he deals with Chachamim, Hevei Zohir, Begachaloson, Shelechishoson, Lechishas Sarov, and Lechishoson, Lechishas Akrav. There is such a thing as Akrav in Kedusha too. Svarim bring down that Akrav is Rosh HaTevis, Oysim Be'emer, Ritzayin Kainam. But Akrav is a negative creature. And Mar Cheshvan is the month of Akrav, which it's interesting that the word Akrav, Akrabim, is mentioned in the story of Yeravim ben Nevat, when Klal Yisrael split away from Yehuda and Binyamin. So Rechavam says, my father taxed you so and so, I'm going to tax you even more. And the expression that he uses there is Avi b'ashoyftim v'ani b'akrabim. That took place in the month of Mar Cheshvan. It was in Mar Cheshvan when Yeravam rebels against Malchus Beis David, and all the Svarim tell us, Reb Mendel Rimanov, quoted by the Bnei Yisrael and others, that's why in Mar Cheshvan there were gezeiros on Klal Yisrael, because Mar Cheshvan was the month in which the rebellion against Malchus Beis David took place. Mar Cheshvan, therefore, is the month that brought us Golus. Akrav is also Oisius, perhaps we could add to what the Bnei Yisrael says. Akrav is Akeres Habayis. We just said it today. Moshivi Akeres Habayis, Eim Habanim Smecha. That's the idea of Rani Akara Lo Yolada, Ki Rabim Bnei Shoimim and Bnei Be'ula. In fact, all the Mepharshim, if you look at that Pasuk in Tehillim, Kuf Yud Gimel, the beginning of Hallel in Tehillim, Rashi says Akeres Habayis is Tzion, which became an Akara Bizman HaGolus. Yerushalayim is the Akara. And when the Mashiach will come, Eim Habonim Simecha, the Akara becomes Eim Habonim Simecha. Rani Akara Layalada Ki Rabim B'nei Shemema Mi B'nei Be'ula Amar Hashem. When will that be? When Mashiach will come. That's why the words Ki Rabim B'nei Shemema Mi B'nei Be'ula Amar Hashem Abigamatria Uvolitzi and Goyel Ula Shovei Feshe B'Yakov Noam Hashem. That's this week's Haftarah, also read during the times of Nechama. Akeres Habayis become Moshivi, Hashem will transform Akeres Habayis, the barren one, will become Eim Habanim Sumecha. V'shavu banim legvulam. Tells us the Shai Yisachar, the Munkacher, and others that Bul, Yerach Bul, Beizvav Lamed, that's Mar Cheshvan in Melachim, it's referred to as the Yerach Bul, the month in which the Mabul took place, the month in which the Teva seems to be decomposing and decaying, Bul from the word Balon, Novel. Bul is Rosh HaTevis, V'shavu banim legvulam, which was the nevuah of, which was said to Rachel Imenu, which was quoted by Yirmiyahu in Kapitel Amar Aleph, what we say Rosh Hashanah, V'shavu banim legvulam, is Rosh HaTevis, Beis Vav Lamed, that's Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. What does that Mar Cheshvan have to do with V'shavu banim legvulam? So, Be'emes, in Mar Cheshvan, Mazel Akrav, the Golus began. Mar Cheshvan is the month in which the Siba that causes the Golus, the Merida against Malchus Beis David, Chodesh Mar Cheshvan is Begematria Malchus Beis David, the Merida against Malchus Beis David happened in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. Mazel Akrav. Akeres Habayis. The Bayis is now in Akara. Yerushalayim is referred to as Akara, Rani Akara. Vatehi Sarai Akara Ein Lo Volo. That's why we read that here at the beginning of Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. Sarai is an Akara. The Avoida, though, in the month of Mar Cheshvan is Moshivi Akeres Habayis Eim Abonim Smecha. As we read in the Haftarah this week. Ki Rabim B'nei Shoimeim B'nei Be'ula Amar Hashem. Dibi Mahapech Akrav Akeres Habayis Te Ikar Bayis. The Sipurno, in fact, there in Tehillim, brings these psukim of the Haftarah this week, of Rani Akara, in his Perish on the psukim, and the words, Moshivi Akeres Habayis, Eim Abonim Sumeicha Haleluka. Akrav, Ikar Bayis. The Bnei Yisrael is telling us that the Avoida of Mar Cheshvan is to restore the Akeres Habayis to become the Eim Abonim Sumeicha. From Akrav should become Ikar Bayis. We know from the Chazal, the Gemara in Shabbos, coming up in the Daf Yomi, those who do Daf Yomi, the famous sugya in Chanukah, V'habor reik ein boy mayim, mayim ein boy avol nechoshim ve'akrabim yesh boy. So, Mepharshim, Al-Pidrush, say that the Gemara is telling us that when there's no water, that's when the snakes and the scorpions come. Mayim ein bo avol nechoshim ve'akrabim yesh boy. A person that doesn't have any water, doesn't have any Torah, Torah is water, so he becomes full of midas ra'os, nechoshim ve'akrabim. Clearly, the akrav comes when there's no water. In Chodesh Tishrei, Tishrei is the Chodesh of water. Tishrei is the month of the Yom Tov of Sukkot, Nisach Hamayim, where Mespalo for Geshem. Now is akrav. even though this is the month of the rain season starts in Maheshvan. But the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim is in Tishrei. In the month of Maheshvan, we encounter the Akrav. We encounter the Tumah of Akrav. Akeres Havayis. This all started by Emes when Noach comes out of the Teva. When Noach comes out of the Teva and he busies himself with wine, Vayesh min Hayayin Vayishkar, Vayizgal b'soich oholoi, says Rashi, quotes Chazal. Unusual for Rashi to do this. Rashi usually sticks to Pshat. But here he brings down Vayizgal b'soich oholoi. He says the word oholoi doesn't only mean tent, but it's the name of a place where the Aseres HaShvatim live. Remez la Aseres HaShvatim shenikru al shem shoimroim shenikreis oholoi. Shegolu al iskei hayayim. Shenema hashoisim b'mizrukei yayim. Later on in history, the Aseres HaShvatim are exiled because of wine. Also because of wine. Hashoisim b'mizrukei yayim. Vayizgal. Vayizgal is a lotion of golus, as Mepharshim and the Rashi and the Medrash say, that it's a remez to golus. What Noach does later leads to Golas. It leads to Klala. It leads to Sirus, Akara. Noach becomes an Okar. An Okar is Einai Meilid. Baruch Tiyeh Mikola Amim. Lo Yevecha Okar Va'akara. Bracha means no Okar, no Akara. That's Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, who is an Okar, Sarai is an Akara, is Zeichet to Bracha, and they become Meilidim. First mitzvah in the Torah is Pru Revu. The first bracha and mitzvah given to Noach when he comes out of the Teva is Pru Revu. Pru Revu literally and Pru Revu Beruchnius. Pru Revu Beruchnius is going out. And as tzaddikim say, it's a mitzvah, Pru Revu literally, to bring children into the world and also to make another Jew, to bring another Jew into the world, meaning to bring those who are out back in. That's Pru Revu Beruchnius. Spreading Yahadus, that's Pru Revu Beruchnis. That's what Avram Avinu does. Avram Avinu is a Moilid. Avram Avinu was Isaac in Piriyah V'Ribya Beruchnis, and therefore he was Zeicha later to be able to have children, although physically, naturally, it wasn't possible and he wasn't Okar. Noach, on the other hand, who was able to, but Noach did not busy himself with Pru Revu Beruchnis. So he becomes a Soros. And because Vayeshmin Hayayin Vayishkar Vayizgal B'soich Oholoi Vayizgal is B'gematria Mazal Akrav. In the month of Akrav, we encounter the Akeres Habayis, Akara. The goal though is to be Mahapechet to Ikar Bayis. Moshivi Akeres Habayis Eim Habanim Simecha. Rani Akara Lo Yolod Kirabim B'nei Shoimim B'nei Be'ul Amar Hashem. More are the children of the desolate one than of the inhabited. Meaning Yerushalayim will be the city where everyone will be, more even than all the populated cities that right now are populated. Yerushalayim will become the populated city, the Matarpulin, the metropolis of all cities, as Rashi brings down in Navi, in Shir HaShirim, and in other places. So Noach was a tzaddik, a tamim, but only b'dayroisav, ilu haya b'dayroish al Avram lo yonechshav l'klum. Noach, because he deals with the mundane and remains unholy. He doesn't become kodesh. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvayisav is for klal yisrael. Avram Avinu is uplifted to the level of kodesh. Kodesh elyon. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvayisav. Masha enke Noach. And perhaps the idea is, we mentioned in previous years that the Teva of Noach was like the Beis Hamikdash, so say the Sforim. The Teva of Noach was like Yerushalayim. There was no spoilage on the Teva. The Peiros did not rot, they didn't spoil, similar to in the Beis Hamikdash. There was no time on the Teva, nothing aged. The Teva was a Bechina of Gan Eden, the Gor Ze'evim Kebes, it was Yemais HaMashiach, which is the reason why Noach, Ubanov, and even the animals, they didn't want to go out. Tzei min HaTeva, Hoitzei, take them out, force them out, they didn't want to go out. Noach doesn't want to go out into the world and deal with this world, Tachtoinim, which really the goal is Dira B'Tachtoinim, Nisavah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Li'os Lo Dira B'Tachtoinim, as the Medrash says in Parashas Masai. Noach would rather stay on the Teva. The same way we'd all rather remain in Chodesh Tishrei. Who wants to enter Mar Cheshvan, the dreary, gloomy, rainy, empty month, Mar, a month of bitterness, a month in which we sort of become uprooted from the Akrav is Okar Bayis, also Okar from Lashon Nekar, as the Rambam says. The Rambam uses that expression here, that the Ikar that Avraham Avinu tried to implant in all the people was Nekar, it was uprooted. That's what Amale, Ashakar Chabader. When we enter the month of Mar Cheshvan, we experience Akira, unfortunately. We forget, just a month ago was Rosh Hashanah, 3 weeks ago was Yom Kippur, Sukkot, all the Yamim Tovim, all the Mitzvahs and Masim Tovim, and the Yerach HaYisonim become history. We go out into the world, we forget. The goal is not to forget. We're supposed to extend and bring the Chodesh Tishrei into Mar Cheshvan. That we shouldn't forget the Ikar Bayis. The Bayis, that's the Beis Rabasi of Bereshis. Bereshis, which is the beginning. The Shoyresh, the Ikar. The Ikar means the Shoyresh in Shvias, in Mishnayis Shvias. The Mishnah says, Ikar, Haloif, Hashoyta, over there. It's talking about different vegetation, which there are Shvias, which there aren't Shvias. So the Mishnah mentions the Ikar, Haloif. Says the Rav, Shoyresh, Ikar is the Shoyresh. The Shoyresh is Bereshis. Bereshis, Aleph Betishrei, that's Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Bayis, Bereshis is Rosh Bayis. Before it becomes Akeres Habayis. Vayikra Sham B'Shem Hashem Keil Olam. That Pasuk, which the Rambam quotes, referring to Avraham Avinu, who after the Vayita Eshel, that's what he did with his Vayita, spreading godliness in the world, that phrase, Vayikra Sham B'Shem Hashem Keil Olam, is exactly B'Gematria B'Reishas Bara Elikim. Avraham Avinu never forgot the Reishas. Avraham Avinu was always connected to the Shoyresh, he was always connected to the Ikar. By him, Akrav was Ikar Bayis, not Akeres HaBayis. Not, he wasn't Nekar from the Shoyresh. Avraham Avinu was always connected to the Shoyresh and was bringing everyone back to the Shoyresh, as the Svarim say, the Shoyresh HaNelam, which is the Nekudas HaYahadus, which we get from Avraham Avinu, the Magen Avraham, which the Chiddush Yorim talks about, the Svasemes. Baruch Atah Hashem, Magen Avraham, which is B'Gematria, Shoyresh HaNelam. That Shoyresh, that Ikar, which is rooted in the word Bereshis, that's the Beis Rabasi. Beis Rabasi is B'Gematria, Esrog Lulav Hadas Arava, which was in Chodesh Tishrei, we are zoicha to the Esrog, the Lulav, and the Hadas, and the Arava, and the Avoida of Yiddish, to be Mamshech, as Tzadikim used to bench their Talmidim, their Hasidim, when they would give them the Lulav and the Esrog, that he should be Mamshech, all the Hamshachis of the Lulav and the Esrog, Al Kol Hashanah Kula. All the Hamshachis, the Shefa, and the Brachis, the Kedusha of Chodesh Tishrei has to be Nimshach in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, in Mazel Akrav, and Akrav should be Ikar Bayis. Moshivi Akeres HaBayis, Ema Bonim Smeicha Davka. Which perhaps this is the reason why we read this Haftorah now, Parshas Noach, the Shabbos, as we enter the month of Mar Cheshvan, Mazel Akrav, where Akrav becomes Akeres HaBayis, we read the Haftorah of Roni Akor Eloyolodah. Ki Rabin b'nei Shoymeim b'nei Be'ul Amar Hashem Adarab. From Akrav, Makeres HaBayis becomes Moshivi Akeres HaBayis Em Abonim Smecha. Malchus Beis David, to restore Malchus Beis David, to restore the Achdus among Klal Yisrael, which the Pirud began with Chalukas Malchus Beis David, Nechlaka Malchus Beis David, that started in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. In Mazel Akrav. That's why Akrav is the Osius Kra, Kuf Resh Ayin Beis. Kra means ripped into two. Kra Beis, ripped into two. Klal Yisrael were ripped into two groups, two mamlochais. Halavai, today we could say it's only two groups. Two mamlochais, Aseres Hashvatim, and those who were loyal to David, who is referred to as Ben Yishai in a derogatory term. Yeravam says, Ben Yishai, we don't want Ben Yishai. Ben Yishai is B'Gematria Akrav. We don't need Ben Yishai. Chazal referred to David as the Bar Nafli. He was supposed to be a Nafel. He had no years. Those years were given to him either by Adam or by the Avos, as the Zohar says. Bar Nafli also is B'Gematria Akrav. Akrav, therefore, which is B'Gematria Ben Yishai, Malchus Beis David, which we lost which we rebelled against in Chodesh Maheshvan, the source for it, it starts here with Noach. Noach was not able to deal with the transition from going from the Teva to outside of the Teva. It was too much to handle for Noach. It was the fear, the same fear as we mentioned many times that the Meraglim had to have to deal with Arzius and Eretz Yisrael, the same fear that the Neshama has before entering the world. The baby would rather stay in the mother's womb where it learns Kol HaTorah Kula than enter this Olam Hazah HaGashmi HaChumri, this Olam which is Malei Klipos V'Sitra Achra. The Neshama doesn't want to come to this world, but the goal is to come here and to live in a world of challenges, of Nisyonos. Noach would rather stay on the Teva, and when Noach does go out of the Teva, because he had that fear, and unfortunately, the fear was realized. Noach, we see what happens to him. Vayesh min hayayin vayishgar, vayizgal, sirus. The parasha doesn't end off on a positive light when it comes to Noach. Because Noach wasn't able to deal with that transition from being on the Teva to coming out of the Teva. And that's the fear that a Yid has when he leaves Chodesh Tishrei and he enters Mar Cheshvan, Mazel Akrav. We're worried that it shouldn't happen to us what happened to Noach. But we are B'nai Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. We're not referred to as B'nai Noach. We are referred to as B'nai Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. Even though we are the B'nai Shoimeima now, there's still Akeres Habayis. Rani Akara Lo Yolada, says the Navi. In this Shabbos, Parshas Noach, the first Shabbos that we read right as we enter Chodesh Maheshvan, the Chodesh of Nisyonos. This is a Chodesh of tests and trials and tribulations. There are no Yomim Tovim in this Chodesh. There's no revelation as there was in Chodesh Tishrei. The Chodesh Hashavi'i, as the Medrash says, the Baal Shem Tov elaborates that it's the satiated month, Yerach HaEsanim, the month of the strong. Powerful month full of mitzvahs, more mitzvahs than any other month. Now we enter this month with no special mitzvah whatsoever, no Yom Tov whatsoever. L'cha'ira, an empty month. Mar Cheshvan, Merirus. A Yid takes the kaiches from Avram Avinu and contrasts that also to Noach. We see what happened to Noach. What Noach was supposed to do was take the Kedusha from the Teva and bring it into the world. And be mamshich that experience that he had on the Teva and bring it into the world, but it didn't happen. Avram Avinu, when everyone else is turning away and everyone else is busy rebelling against Hashem and leaving the Ikar, Pashtu Yad V'Ikar, Avram Avinu is busy spreading the knowledge of, as the Rambam writes, Ha'Ikar HaGodol, there's only one, Emuna BaHashem. Emuna, as we mentioned many times, is the Shar HaNun. Cheshvan was created with the letter Nun. So says the Sefer Yitzir, written by Avram Avinu. He should know. Himlich Ois Nun, Bereyach. It's the letter Nun, and the mode is Reyach. Reyach is something which spreads. It goes out. The Reyach doesn't stay contained. When something has an odor, when you open the bottle, so that the whole room smells from it. If you keep it closed, then you don't smell. That's the idea of Reyach, is exposure, is to go out. Reyach is Hispashtus. Avram Avinu spreads Elokus. Noach does not. That's why perhaps Rashi tells us that by the Teva of Moshe Rabbeinu, it was coated with tar on the inside, on the outside, with lime on the inside. So Rashi says, "Kadesh shelo yariach oisei tzadik reach rashel zefes," so that Moshe should not have to smell the bad odor of zefes, of tar, of pitch, whatever zefes is. But it certainly doesn't have a pleasant odor. We find that by Yosef HaTzadik also, that when he was sold to Mitzrayim, he was sold by the Yishma'elim, who were the caravan, and the Pasuk enumerates the sweet-smelling incense that they were carrying. For what purpose? Because normally they would carry oil, itron, shereichon ra, but Yosef should not have to smell the reach ra, so Hashem made it that they were carrying besamim, and that which gave off a good reach. Noach, we see not like that. By Noach it says that the Teva was Zephas on the inside as on the outside. First of all, because the water was Chayza Kamayim. What about the fact that Noach should not have to smell the Reach Rashel Zephas? No, Noach was not Zoicha to that, because Noach didn't do that. Noach did not spread out. Noach did not publicize. He did not go out to the world, which is what Reach is. Noach did not bring the world to the Shar Hanun. Avram Avinu did. Avram Avinu taught the world emuna pshuta, emuna. Even when things are gloomy, and when it looks like there's absolutely no way out, whether it means whether it's a person not well, or whether it's a situation with Klal Yisrael, emuna means you believe that Yeshua's Hashem keheref ayin. That's Shar Hanun. Even when it defies logic, a Yid believes that. Avraham Avinu had many such experiences where it looked like it was over, especially in Ur Kasta. But Avraham Avinu passes all the tests. That perhaps is the Nun of Ma'acheshvan. In the month of Ma'acheshvan, which is the month of Nisyonos, we have to come on to the Nun. We have to come on to the Shar Hanun. We have to come on to Emuna. And the goal is Reyach. The Reyach of Tishrei should spread into Ma'acheshvan. We have to be mesakein the chait of Noach, the pagam of Noach, who was not zoicha to the pru revu. Well, Rashi brings at the beginning of the parasha. Ela told us Noach, ikar told the sayin shel tzadikim ma'asim toivim. He uses the word ikar, ikar bayis. Ikar told the sayin shel tzadikim ma'asim toivim. That is the ikar. The ikar is the ma'asim toivim, the pru revu beruchnius. Right. So we should be zeichet to utilize this chaydish ma'acheshvan, and be mesak and all the tikkunim that are necessary. We should be zeichet to the restoration of Malchus Beis Dovin and Chanukas Beis Hamikdash Hashlishi, which according to the Yalkut Shemayini will be in chaydish ma'acheshvan.